Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. With me this week, as always, is Eric.
Boom. Yeah.
That was so weird. And Amber.
Boom. Clap.
Wow. And guest appearing with us again this week is longtime listener, second time co-host, Jason.
Whoop, whoop.
What's with the funny noises? You guys don't...
Why didn't you... Well, you don't say a funny noise.
I don't say a funny noise
because
I introduce
you. Are.
Yeah, so...
So you can't be like, and Jeff, and...
My name is Whoop-Boo, whoop, and welcome to the $5... No.
Well, I could do an introduction.
You could, but...
You could do a funny noise.
I could.
You just are upset because you just got...
Jeff!
What now?
There you go.
So you just were feeling left out. So you weren't really mad that we were doing funny voices. It's just you wanted to do a funny noise.
I'm never mad.
Well, I know you're not mad. You're just old.
Whoa.
You just sound old.
I am not the oldest here.
I know you're not the oldest one here. I'm just saying you sound old.
And respect your elders. I'm older than you by three whole days, buddy. Okay. Calm.
And I'm older than all y'all by a year.
And a day.
No.
Oh.
Jason's the oldest.
Okay. Both y'all.
All right. This week we are doing we're going back to our comedy roots. We haven't done a comedy in quite some time. We are doing a little movie called America's Sweethearts. Why are we doing this movie? Well, us a lovely family. My parents donated to St. Jude for our Warrior Dash, and this was the movie that they chose. So, unfortunately for them, they like this movie, and we might be ripping it apart. We haven't talked about it this much yet, so sorry, Mom and Dad. I know you like this movie. We're about to rip it a new one. Here's the plot. In the midst of a nasty public breakup of married movie stars, a studio publicist scrambles to put a cap on escalating situation as a couple's latest film has found its only print kidnapped by the director. This film currently holds a 31% on Rotten Tomatoes. What is everybody's background with this film? Anybody seen this one before?
Yes.
No, I had never heard of it.
Have you heard of it at least, Eric?
No.
Okay. I have seen this before too, Amber. So you and I can have a little discussion.
Okay.
In theaters, you own it. What do you got?
I think I once owned it in college. It came out in 2001.
So VHS?
No, it was a DVD.
Oh, you spent the big money back then.
I did. I was a big spender. And apparently I'm a man from the 20s.
Apparently.
Back to Daddy Warbucks, right?
Yeah.
Because you did two episodes for Manny.
That's
so, right.
That's true.
Those episodes. Okay. Way too much singing. Yeah, I've seen this before. I thought it was okay at the time. What was it, 2001?
2001, yeah.
So it was a while ago. Some of us were in college.
Yes.
Jason was not.
Depends when it came out.
2001. Yeah,
July 20th.
Oh, July 20th. No. This was a summer release.
It was a summer release.
Big. Well, I mean, they do have an all-star cast. Let's go through this cast.
Seriously.
Julia Roberts, big name. Billy Crystal, I mean, big name still.
Big name.
I mean, he's not making like billion-dollar blockbusters.
Oh, but I think
2001,
he's still hosting the Oscars.
I mean, he's a
2001,
big guy.
He made like a little comeback there because he had...
It was because he was hosting the Oscars.
He did the Oscars. He had Analyze This and Analyze That were kind of like a second go-around for him, really.
Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, I mean, he was having some good times back then.
Put that thing back from where it came from. So help me.
I love that.
You have Catherine Zeta-Jones, who hasn't done much recently, but back in 2001, she was doing stuff like Entrapment, which we all saw. No, not really.
I did.
John, stay tuned probably for that one, I think. John Cusack, done some good films. Yeah. Hank Azaria, if you don't know who Hank Azaria is,
seriously,
you've heard his voice.
Yeah.
He does every voice on The Simpsons just about. He was in,
when he threatened to leave the, no, was it him that was threatening to leave The Simpsons?
Harry Shearer.
Harry Shearer.
He actually left The Simpsons.
Yes. I was like, how are they going to do this?
Yeah. No, it was Harry Shearer. He could replace me. It was like four people, but Hank Azaria does everybody else.
Yeah.
What other movies was he in? But he always plays the same kind of guy like he played in this one. Like the
Birdcage with Robin Williams.
Godzilla.
I'm thinking of, wasn't there a one with him and Ben Stiller? I'm just picturing him.
Night at the Museum.
Yeah, he's in.
Oh yeah,
those.
He's the
okay.
Because he was King Tut. Tut. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's been like, if you don't know who he is, you've seen him for sure because he's in a ton of movies. Stanley Tucci is in this.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
yes.
Not for long enough because I
no,
love Stanley
I love
Tucci.
Stanley
Agreed.
Tucci.
Another
the
one.
The Girl on Fire.
Yeah.
Okay, not from that.
Yeah. No. Nobody. Ever...
Oh, can we do that?
No.
The Girl on Fire.
I'm spinning right now, guys. I'm spinning.
Guys, I'm spinning. What do you want to tell Dennis?
He's very Stanley Tucci in that film, but that's not what I know him
for. No.
Yeah, so.
I know.
Also, who should have been in it longer? Christopher Walken.
Oh!
Yes!
Really, Christopher Walkening it up in this movie, because.
I.
Yeah.
I'm here.
He played himself. Like,
he did. It was
with
beautiful.
Long hair. It's great.
I love this tap dancing. Because he's a dancer. Like, he is a dancer. And that's how it was beautiful.
I think this was around the time, too, where he just kind of said, screw it. This is who I am.
Yeah.
I'm a character.
I'm not a character actor. I'm just a character. And this because this is around the time he did that Fat Boy Slim movie. Or that
video.
Music video.
Yep.
And that, I think, is when it just took off for him. Because he's just like... Because
you saw him in a different light.
And you've
just
seen him in nothing but
himself.
That light since.
Right.
He's been a caricature of himself since then. And it's fantastic. I love it. Seth Green was in this film.
Mm-hmm. I loved Seth Green in this, where he was just so... nerdy and scared and timid, and it was just completely opposite of what he usually is. It was just funny.
And to round out a guy who at this time wasn't doing much, but Rainn Wilson, who went on to do Dwight Schrute.
Yes.
He was in it for very little.
For a short time, but I was like, ah, Dwight, oh my God.
Yeah, he had like three lines, but
just
you know.
Like that.
So yeah, that's the cast. I mean, really big cast, some of which, you know, were... Haven't done a lot since, some of which, you know, Rainn Wilson started to take off at The Office. When did that come out? 2004 or something? I don't know. But this was before The Office for sure. Hank Azaria was obviously doing Simpsons stuff. But yeah, huge cast. Let's get into this film. This is America's Sweethearts, and we open with the, I don't know his name, but In a World trailer guy. Yeah, I miss him.
I know.
R.I.P. trailer guy.
It was very reminiscent for me of like high school, college movie.
And they
trailers.
Don't do movie trailers like that
they
anymore.
Don't.
They just go right into it. I think it was, it was the end of an era when he died because they don't do that anymore. It just goes, here's the plot, and we're going to use dialogue from the movie.
Right.
It's no longer there was a man traveling through time. And it's like no, they don't do that anymore.
But you notice though how it's almost a caricature anymore that we make fun of that. We're like, yeah, is it going to be a really funny movie? That guy pulled out. Oh, they pulled that guy out again.
Did anybody see the? Suck. Did anybody see the documentary they did on him?
No.
It's on Netflix right now. I got to take a look at it, but I'm watching too much stuff for our year end reviews right now. Stay tuned. End of the year, we are giving out some awards. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. We are currently binge-watching. I got my half price from Family Video, so I made sure I paid the extra half price for the month because I am doing nothing but watching horrible movies released in 2015 just for you people.
There are some gems out there.
There are, but there were some awful, awful movies on top of that. So, the trailer is of movies that Zeta-Jones and Cusack were doing.
High Fidelity wasn't one of them.
No.
I'm a little upset.
They really could have just done that one.
Why were they in? Where about that?
Wait, you guys just could have used footage from that movie.
High Fidelity movie. Like, oh, no,
say anything.
But no. That one didn't have Zeta-Jones in it.
Well, it didn't, but...
High Fidelity was Catherine
Zeta-Jones.
That's true.
That was them.
Totally
go back into your non-movie-watching cave.
You know, shut your face, Eric.
And I am going to put this, I love High Fidelity.
That's a great
good
movie.
Movie.
Such a
great movie.
Excellent.
I kind of wanted to put that in after I watched this one. Like, oh, man. Such a good movie. But the movies, the trailers that they were showing, these were the cheesiest of films. What was the one where he was an eye doctor and he put like made her read I L O V E Y O U? I love you. Oh. What was the other one? Oh, I can't think of it.
The baseball, where she, the best part of the whole baseball, where she's the nurse and he was hit by a ball in the head, I guess. And she's like, oh, no. And she goes to kiss him, but he's supposedly in a coma, but he kisses her back. And I thought that was hilarious. I mean, they're really just making fun of the movie that they're in, and I just appreciated that. I guess.
This movie is pretty much...
It's meta.
Yeah.
I love that. It was fantastic. Well, and I mean, it's cheesy because it's supposed to be cheesy. I mean, that's what those trailers are supposed
to
be.
They were fantastic. It was so bad.
Yeah.
But we've all seen, like, no, that's also a real movie that I'm pretty sure I've seen.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it's supposed to be cheesy, but I know I've seen that. I've seen that one.
Yep.
I think it's in the archives of movies that we've done. So basically, Billy Crystal is a movie executive. He's a publicist, actually, who gets fired. Apparently, this is a lot of plot to get into where we get into. So I'll just get us to the hotel and we'll go from there. So Walken is an eccentric director who shot a movie and won't let the studio see the movie until everybody sees it. So at this press junket, that's the first time anybody's going to see it. So the studio wants Billy Crystal to come in and run said press junket. If you don't know what a press junket is, which some of you might not, it's when you see the actors or the director or whoever being interviewed and there's a poster of them behind them of what movie they're talking about, that's a press junket, where they just sit in a room for like a day or even two and line after line after line of entertainment reporters, I guess, just, how do you like this movie? What do you, and they kind of make fun of that a little bit too in this, but that's what a press junket is essentially. So the studio wants Zeta-Jones and Cusack to get back together, or at least look like it, so this movie sells. I guess Zeta-Jones had some bad luck with movies, and I don't know, people go through this. I guess it's detrimental to their career. As we've seen last episode with Nick Cage, high praise, he's still going strong, you know. He doesn't let that kind of stuff bother
him. Man, he's a grinder. He's a grinder in there.
So Jones has had some failing movies, and Cusack is going through holistic therapy, which...
He's having a hard time dealing with the breakup. I mean, that's really what it is.
With Alan Arkin playing.
Yeah, yes! That's what I was going to say.
Alan Arkin playing an Indian gentleman, which I think is really funny. I was like,
fantastic.
So funny.
So Hank Azaria is Spanish.
Oh, my gosh.
And I made a note, does he ever use his normal voice?
I don't think he has a normal voice. He's like that guy that probably has to go home and, like, detox about, like, 10 voices down and in. It's like, that's what you sound like. There you are, Peter. You know what I mean? It's kind of one of those things, like, he's way in there.
I would like Lipton to do a show with him, like, who is the real Hank Azaria?
We really don't know. I mean, for real.
Can I talk to him for a minute?
He was in a few episodes of Friends here and there.
Oh, yeah.
You did hear his voice.
Just normal.
Phoebe's boyfriend.
What was his name?
Hold on.
The world has stopped.
It's
you know what? There's a saying.
David. Because
the Russians or the scientists who went
to Russia. He went to. Dang it! I had no friends.
Minsk.
Yes.
Which is in Russia.
There you go. But I was going specifically for Minsk.
Okay, were you?
Yes.
Let's not Minsk wars, guys. Come on.
I have to say that my most favorite word that he says in his accent in this movie is bullshit.
Pussy boy.
You don't have to.
Pussy boy.
But you don't have to bleep it out because it's really not. I swear.
No. After the first, we got to about this point and I checked to see what rating this was. Because they did drop the F-bomb, I think, twice. And they were going down a language hole. And I'm like, is this R or 13? Where are we going with this? Couldn't remember. It's only PG-13. But So they had this had some funny slapstick moments where the dog was attacking the window washer. I thought was really funny.
Oh, puppy!
So they end up going to the press. Oh, and then another slapstick thing was the dog was feeling Billy Crystal's nuts. And it's really funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
And it comes back around again. So they go to this press junket. And again, there's more slapstick in this that I thought, like, these aren't people that you think of for slapstick. I mean, we're talking John Cusack. The roles that I think of him is High Fidelity, you know, that kind of stuff. Whereas this was, he's like fell against a cactus and supposedly got stung
gave himself a good time.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really funny.
How do you describe that on a PG-13 podcast?
Right.
He was masturbating.
That's the clinical term. Yeah.
They said it in the film.
Yeah, so we can say it here. So, yeah, it looked really strange. So that
to be clear, he wasn't actually
doing that. He wasn't. No. He was trying to get the prickers off, which is his words.
The cactus...
Cacti prickers.
Thorns.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Needles. I want to say needles.
Yeah.
So there's apparently this tape of him doing this that gets out, and
can we back up for a
second? Yeah, go ahead.
So did you notice in the limo on the way, the guy looked familiar, the limo driver?
Who was he?
He's the director of High Fidelity.
Oh, okay.
So I thought that was kind of funny, that
little comeback around.
Yeah. So I don't know. But he was so familiar, so I had to look him up. But yeah, he was director.
I thought he looked familiar, but then I'm like, I'm moving on.
Steve Pink.
I'm moving on. So that's why I was like, I think I'm supposed to know him. But
it was just a throwback.
There you go. I like that. So Crystal ends up leaking out this tape. He pretends like he doesn't want it leaked out, but he does because it's going to sell more tickets to this film. And that's ultimately what these people want. And I think, you know, Jason, you touched on it a little bit. It's a farce. It's like, yeah, I'm sure some of this does actually happen. Like, this is great. We want these people to die, so it sells tickets.
Stealing Tucci.
You think it'll sell more tickets?
What if he jumps?
What if he commits suicide at the junket?
I mean, it'd be horrible, but, you know, like, think of the money.
Sell more tickets.
At the premiere. We could wrap it in little coffins.
What is that?
Oh, my gosh.
It's very morbid. It's always like, oh, my gosh, it's so horrible. But he's really wanting him to do that. A lot of this movie, too, is high school drama, and it just, again, it's a farce, but it feels like, oh, my gosh, this is so high school. Oh, Kiki, can you talk to him for me? And it's like, oh, gosh, so bad. So there's a flashback of Julia Roberts in a fat suit consoling Cusack, and I really wondered how Julia Roberts agreed to do this. Think of it this way. Do you ever see Julia Roberts in a bad light in a movie, or like not perfect? Or here's my take on this movie. I would have liked to. I think Julia Roberts in real life is Catherine Zeta-Jones in this movie.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
And I don't know that I agree with that.
I don't agree with that either.
Really, you don't think she is high maintenance person?
I don't think so.
I think your mind is warped. I think that she has got you thinking that she is America's sweetheart.
I wouldn't say that. She's an actress, and she commands quite a bit of money these days, I would imagine. Or at least she
these
did
days?
At this time, yeah,
sure.
But I don't know. There's something about her that just seems a little less...
A little more down to earth. A little less pretentious.
I don't see her as that. I think she has always come off to me as pretentious. Like, oh, aren't I cute kind of a thing.
She is cute, though.
All right, men, raise the hands. Is Julia Roberts cute? 2-1, I'm outdone.
I think she's...
For being 48...
She said she was 33 in this film.
Okay, well, I don't know what I'm saying now. Here, I'm...
Okay, let's... You show me the picture.
She's 48.
I feel like we're doing in the office when with the who did they do it with? Is she hot or the chick from $1 Million Baby?
Tilda Swinton? No.
No.
That's not right. Oh. That's definitely not Hillary right.
Swank.
Hillary Swank.
Hillary Swank.
Is she
girl.
Hot?
Punch girl, as you guys is she said hot? Once.
Julia Roberts, is she hot? We're not talking about is she's good looking. We're talking about is she hot? Yeah, so I don't know. And she just gives off that vibe to me, like Best Friend's Wedding, all those, I don't know.
See, but then that's what you always got to ask is, and this is with anybody, is it a character or is it them in real life? Because just because they're cast in that role, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, I've got the Pretty Woman, of course, but like Aaron Brockovich, mm-hmm. kind of.
That's what
in
I was thinking.
Head. But you're right. I mean, it is that
Ocean's the Ocean,
and none
movies.
Of us are gonna
yeah,
know.
Yeah, the Ocean movies. I mean,
unless
that's
great. We, you know,
I do know her personally.
Go and talk to her.
She also played an actress in Notting Hill. I mean, you know, I mean, she did a lot of the chick flick movies.
She was at this time. She was.
She was a name. She yeah. was a chick flick name.
Yeah. But
and this was the era of chick flicks.
This was. I mean, we've gotten away from that.
Cusack did another one called Serendipity that same mm-hmm. year. It was like, hey, you want to do another one? Yeah, man, let's go do this.
This one made a decent
we've all said, I don't think those sort of movies, I think we talked about this when You've Got Mail, right?
Yeah.
That these sort of movies aren't really made anymore.
No, they're
not. No.
That was like, that.
You're thinking, aren't you? I can see the
you know, I was like, I don't think so.
You just don't see
that'll be the super.
Like
that's
this
is what we'll talk about in 10 years about the superhero movies. Yeah. Like we don't make superhero movies anymore.
Right.
Why? Because people got sick of them. We're like, another one of these.
We don't make rom coms. We make comedies that have a romantic aspect in them.
Right.
That's
but they're not.
They're not
this. No, they're not rom coms.
No.
Rom com right now is dead, along with the nineties, early 2000 teen.
Yep, that was another one we talked about.
Like,
coming
yeah,
of age one.
She's All That, yeah. The She's All That, Whatever It Takes.
10 Things
Just
I
Go
hate
For
about
It,
you.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Look the at New that. Guy.
The New Guy, that's one of them.
DJ Qualls, come on.
DJ Qualls.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Like
Who's gosh. In the core, which we've done. Oh, yikes.
He was. I just saw him in an episode of Big Bang, an old episode of Big Bang.
Say.
It was pretty funny.
He's in Supernatural.
Aw. Is he?
Yeah.
So he's getting actual work now?
Occasionally.
Okay.
He's an odd looking dude. I'm sorry about that.
Well, it lets me he doesn't he's not an actor. I mean, he just plays himself, right? I mean,
he plays a dorky guy.
It's the same guy. He's playing the same guy.
Yeah.
I got her underwear.
Come on, guys. Road trip? Anybody?
I know.
Okay, not in this movie though.
No, not in this movie at all.
But so, I digress.
So Cusack and Jones, they end up meeting up. They agree to get through the press junket together. They are married still because she hasn't given him divorce papers. So they're trying to get through that. So I guess, yeah. Oh,
yes,
I was going to have a scene.
Go, go.
Oh,
I got
back
do
up.
It.
All right. So they have dinner together when Hank Azaria interrupts and he's just crazy.
I love him so much.
Here's the thing that I love about Hank Azaria is every movie he's in, you get him in small doses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that. He's not like, this movie stars Hank Azaria and it's just that all the time.
I don't think that movie could be bearable.
No.
That wouldn't be palatable.
Well,
but you don't think if they backed up the Brinks truck to him that, you know, that he wouldn't be tempted by it, but he hasn't.
He goes all out, too.
He does.
So, I mean, yeah, a whole movie of him going all out
would
that's,
be tough.
That's a hard
You get yeah. bored with it. But I'm glad that he hasn't done that. And I don't know if that's a choice that he has made.
He's too busy with The Simpsons. I mean, you know, they're only going on year 30 or something where Maggie's still an infant.
Well, you know, I'm ageless.
Ugh. So, yeah. So Julie Roberts ends up taking care of John Cusack because, you know, he gets a black eye and all this. They end up kissing and sleeping together, although they kiss. And then with the assumption, the late 90s, early 2000 pan away. And they wake up in fully clothed. Who wakes up fully clothed? I don't know. So
do you want to show our
hands? No, 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 no.
Where are we
no
going?
Show hands.
Jeff,
no show hands.
That
no show.
Like, That's a
rhetorical question.
I'm just asking it. You were trying to pose it as a question. I can tell.
And then, okay, so here's again with the Julie Roberts cutesy thing. She covers up her mouth because she doesn't want him to the bad breath in that. I'm like, that's a cutesy thing. That's, ugh.
Yes, but let's talk about Julie Roberts versus, like, say, I don't know, Meg Ryan, who we brought up again.
Oh.
See what I'm saying, though? Julia Roberts has done stuff since. Lots of stuff. Meg Ryan was a... and Meg Ryan was right at this same sort of time.
She was.
Mm-hmm. And now Julia Roberts has done a lot of decent things. I mean, decent movies. Yes!
We're going to go through the list of stuff she's done recently, and it's not a ton.
Okay, well, not let's not talk recently like this year, but let's talk about since this, when she was like an it girl sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, she still was grinding out.
She's grinding.
Movies.
Okay. If you say so.
Just saying.
So Roberts gets mad that Cusack, goes running to Zeta-Jones when she calls. And really, I think at this point it got blown out of proportion because he's like, well, I just kind of want to see what she has to say. And then we'll have lunch later, you know. And so she left before he could kind of explain. I don't know. It's just, again, more like high school drama kind of thing. Cusack confesses his love for Roberts to Billy Crystal. And then we get Christopher Walken coming back. Thank you, God. Here's where I thought this movie's like an hour and 45 minutes?
Approximately.
In like an hour and 30 minutes, here's where it got good. The last 15 minutes I thought were really good.
Yeah.
So Walken presents this film, and he ends up turning how much money did they say?
Like 50 million or 60, something like that.
Yeah, something crazy like that. Like, where'd all the money go? So he ends up taking this movie and turning it into a reality movie. Where it was all behind the scenes of them, like, just having meltdowns and just being...
He had the cameras rolling when they were just, like, getting dressed and things like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was like the original reality show kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. I would have loved to have seen some of this movie because it was good.
I remember thinking, oh, that's where you're stopping it? I want to see what else she does. Yeah. You know what else she
I want to see the nervous breakdown. Like, how?
Because she's awful. Catherine Zeta-Jones in this. She's just an awful person.
Yeah, she's just a nasty person.
You just want to see her get hurt. So.
Yeah.
It's so terrible, but.
Yeah, so she's, says, oh, she cheated on Cusack with his area and says something about his package and it goes from there.
He's That's bigger than coins.
Coins.
Amazing! That was so funny.
He's so good.
He's so good.
And again,
good.
He just comes up with these little things. So, yeah, this movie, I would have loved to have seen this movie. But yeah, it's great. So the script was so bad that Walken did his own thing and really all hell broke loose. Like, he's like, the script is crap. The director, the people were crap, all this other stuff. So I just put cameras around and just filmed us doing a movie.
Life.
He
said, I think. Mm-hmm. Life.
It's great. It was fantastic. So Cusack confesses his love for Julie Roberts at this point. Roberts then confronts her sister, and it all, she's out from behind her sister's shadow and all this. And then movie's over. But I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I didn't notice it at first. This movie is written, produced, and starred by Billy Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I did not notice that.
I did. It said written by Billy Crystal. Oh, okay. Because it said that, I stayed for the next one. Produced by Billy Crystal and somebody else. Like, oh, okay. Anything else you did on this?
It had, now that you say that, I can really see him even mm-hmm. more in the writing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
His humor.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy Billy Crystal.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
He sometimes is a little much. But in a role like this, it's like, this was good.
He kind of comes from that era, if you will.
Era.
Yeah, like that era. I feel like he kind of falls into like that, and like Robin Williams, kind of like that. That comedy is very that Jay Leno. That I don't know what
observation.
I
think it's like observational one-liners
Seinfeld,
or something like
yeah.
that. Like when the dog is licking, he's like, oh, a little to the left, cut out. Like, that's Billy Crystal. Like,
right,
just that one-liner that he's got in the middle of that scene, or that throwaway that I don't know if it's ad-libbed or written, it's like, perfect.
The delivery.
I do have to say this, as you were talking about Billy Crystal's hand in this, though. I was just noting to Amber earlier that the director of this film, oh, gosh,
gosh.
Christopher Walken?
Nope. The director of our film, the whole film, is a guy named Joe Roth. And Joe Roth also directed another movie that we've seen called Christmas with the Cranks. Which, whatever you guys
at one point
veil,
was Eric's worst movie.
You may veil this as a great movie, but when you put Joe Ross name on it, it immediately goes in a dumper for me. I'm sorry. I've already given it a one.
Eric's worst movie.
I'm kidding. I'm just saying.
For a long time. Until there was Left Behind, it was Christmas with the Cranks.
And depending if we ever have to rehash Christmas with the Cranks,
we
it
will
may
not.
Come up there.
We
again.
Will not.
Thank God.
Unless they have Christmas with the Cranks too,
we'll play it. We'll play a repeat of it some year and be like, "Oh, guess what? That movie's still my worst." So, anyway,
yeah. So that's this movie. I mean, it's a comedy. It's tough to.
It's a movie on movies.
Yeah, it's a movie about movies, and then with the movie behind the scenes of a movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really weird. To
Inception.
Describe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like South Park.
What's the kick?
It's a movie inside of a movie. How deep will you go? A dream inside a dream inside. I forget the comedian that does that. It's funny. If they made the theme song to Inception. All right, Eric, I am going to contest what you said.
Oh, Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts. This 2001, she did America's Sweethearts. Before this, in 2000, she did Erin Brockovich. Mm-hmm. So, since America's Sweethearts, I'm going to name off the movies. Ocean's 11.
Good.
Good movie, but she wasn't a huge part in that.
Fair.
Grand Champion. Full Frontal. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Mona Lisa Smile. Closer.
She was good in Mona Lisa Smile.
Ocean's 12.
She was.
The Ant Bully. Charlotte's Web. Charlie Wilson's War. That was a big one. Fireflies in the Garden.
Ew.
Sorry. Duplicity. Valentine's Day, Eat, Pray, Love, Love, Wedding, Marriage, Larry Crown, Mirror, Mirror.
Hold up really quick. Did she do two movies in a row that were three words?
She did.
Individually.
She did.
Eat, Pray, Love, Love,
Wedding marriage. Yes.
That's
you
funny.
Play Love, Love, Wedding, Marriage. I love that.
Mirror, Mirror, August Osage County.
August Osage County?
Osage County. Yeah, that was... Wasn't she up for an award with that, or was that?
Yeah,
a good
that's
one?
Like one of. That's great. It's a
okay.
Great
one. So you've got. I listed off all those movies, and they were marginal at best, unless you talk about Ocean's 11 or Ocean's 12, which she was not a huge part of.
But Jeff doesn't know good film from a hole in the ground. Anyway,
this is
but,
true.
But beyond that, what I'm saying though, I'm just saying though.
Oh.
I'm just saying that like August Osage County is based on. A very good play. She did a very good job.
And that would be critically acclaimed new movie. But
exactly.
Then before this.
Let's look at though, like, again, as I brought up in comparison, Meg Ryan.
She's done nothing.
She just got her face done weird. But other than that, that's the only thing she's had done.
Wow.
Beyond that, though, this is what I'm saying though. Like, at least she's still doing good film. I mean, good. She's working with Tom Hanks. She's doing, like, a lot of... She's not just being, like, oblivion. Like, well, I was good for a while, and now I'm doing crap. You know? I mean, she's actually, like... I forget. In Charlie Wilson's War. I mean, in Charlie Wilson's War, I mean, she worked with...
Tom Hanks?
Yeah, Tom Hanks in that one. Philip Seymour Hoffman, you know, I mean, a lot of actors in that one. I'm saying is she may not be continually doing like a lot of good stuff, like movie after movie after movie, but she's still doing decent movies.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? For her to star in a movie that was based on a very good selling book called Eat, Pray, Love. You know, I mean,
right? No,
do you understand what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
Thank you.
I feel like she fell off the face of the earth.
Just because she's not doing like...
Erin Brockovich, I'll go backwards. Erin Brockovich, Runaway Bride, Notting Hill, My Best Friend's Wedding.
All rom-com,
movies. Yeah, and that was The Pelican
and
Brief,
she,
Hook.
She, yeah.
Those were all within a 7-year period.
Yeah.
And you're talking like, wow, hit.
Because it's like
hit,
once Pretty Woman came out, she was like, oh, let's get her in all these.
Right.
Yeah. You know? And it's, I feel like she just, she was, every year it was, oh, what's the next Julia Roberts film?
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's like, oh, Julia Roberts is in a film. Okay. Great.
Because there's always a next girl to put in there to play that. If rom-coms, always, were, if rom-coms were still going, there's always another pretty face.
Topic.
There's always another pretty face.
Thank you.
Which,
oh,
this
sucks. Which that, is total bull.
But that's Cheat. How that's how it goes. But also, let me put it this way. You wouldn't cast the Julia Roberts of today in this movie if it was set now. You know what I'm saying?
No, being her character though. Her character wasn't.
You know what I mean?
I think her character, she could still play today.
All right, so I brought this question up.
Okay.
And this is a good question. I think a good time to bring this up. Are there currently in cinema, in celebrity-dom America sweethearts, are there a couple that would be, if they broke up, all of Hollywood would fall to their, you're like, oh, God, they broke up. We can't go see their films anymore. Oh, they're, is there a couple out there? I mean, we can probably rally off a couple names. I think one of them of recent, I wouldn't call them America's sweethearts, but it got a lot of attention and still does. You know, when Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, or Tom Cruise and what's her face?
Katie Holmes.
Dude, maybe that's a group. I don't know if I call them America's sweethearts, but you know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah. Brad and Angelina?
Brad and Angelina.
I don't know if they'd be sweethearts.
I don't know if they'd be sweethearts.
But I think before them, right? You would have had
Jennifer Aniston
and Brad. And that did cause consternation.
It did, but that's not now.
No.
There was a time, though. It was like around this time, it was, you know, even Affleck and J-Lo. You know what I mean? Like, that was around kind of this time as we were obsessed with celebrity couples. And it was, what are they doing now? Now, I was really hard-pressed to go, oh, yeah, they're still married. Like, I'm looking at people now. Going, oh yeah, I guess they're married. Oh yeah, there's those people. There you go.
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Are they America's sweethearts?
I don't know. I'm merely posing this question. It's a little bit rhetorical, but I have to ask. I mean, I feel like in maybe the golden gilded age of Hollywood, you know, I'm going to talk in like the 30s and 40s, you know, if you think of the movie Singing
Back
in the
Rain. Back in the 1930s.
Exactly. If you think of like Singing in the Rain or something like that, that's kind of like on this premise.
Right.
You know, it's a Hollywood couple, they're together, and oh, God forbid, they can't be together because she's got an awful annoying voice when they actually start having sound on it, and they're like, I can't work with her because she sounds like a, you know what. That's a great movie, but I love Singing in the Rain.
Fantastic movie.
Love Singing in the Rain.
I'm going through couples right now, like pictures of Hollywood couples, and really Brad and Angelina are the only ones I can even
that
think
like
of.
Well, and I think because everybody knows, oh, Brad Pitt's married to Angelina Jolie, and if they broke up, I don't think it would necessarily be detrimental to either of their careers.
No,
if they broke, I mean, I think people would be like, they got like 30 children, they just abandoned, they have an orphanage now. You know what I mean?
The era of rom-com is over.
Yeah. For
so
sure.
Nobody really cares anymore about that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Matthew Broderick and Sarah Jessica Parker? No.
Yeah, but neither of them are in films anymore. So.
I just go through pictures and be like, nope, not them. Nope, not them. You can't say Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner anymore.
Jada Pinkett and
Will Smith. Don't they have an open relationship or something? Allegedly. Sorry. I got to watch what I say.
I'm just saying, though, there really aren't.
No, there's not two people, even like, oh, they're in movies together. We got to pine over that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I remember like Mr. and Mrs. Smith was like a big thing, but that was there for, that was the movie that got them together.
They're going to be doing another movie together, I guess.
Coming
up.
Mm-hmm. They just did. It's coming out. It's, I don't know. They're on vacation or something with each other.
The vacation?
No. Let's figure it out.
I don't know.
Anyway.
So, yeah, I get what you're saying. And I think with the era of rom-coms ending, that nullified this one.
Exactly.
So there's nobody, because I think celebrities are, I don't want to paint them in a light, but they're fickle? I don't know. I feel
it's
like
kind of an expectation that they're going to be
breaking
up
at
some
point.
Yeah,
like you look at, I think they're not married, but Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins, Are they still together?
I think so. Yeah.
They were together for the longest time. They weren't married, but.
Well, and you got what?
Michael Douglas and Zeta Jones have been together for a long time, too.
I was thinking, was it Kurt Russell and.
Goldie Hawn?
Goldie Hawn, right? They're still.
They weren't married either.
They're not married, but they're
never
still
married.
Together.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then since we brought it up, it's Meg Ryan and Antonio Banderas. Is that right?
No, they're not together anymore.
Oh, okay.
Eric's got his finger on the pulse of Meg Ryan trivia.
Speaking of this, I was just telling somebody about this today. So I got, for a while there, I was getting a magazine called Premiere, which was a very good movie magazine, like high-level movie magazine. It was fun.
Why were you getting it?
I
coffee table book?
Exactly.
Okay. Hi, guys. I get Premiere. What is that? Oh, it's a high-end movie book.
It was good. Anyway.
I get Mad Magazine.
So it was over here, and that's why Jeff doesn't know good film. Anyway, so you notice how I cover it up, but everybody can still hear me. Anyway,
yes.
So I got that, though. And then I was just telling somebody, so I got that for a while, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, we're going to stop making this. So to finish your subscription, we're going to send you Us Weekly. The other
How does
end,
that even
and,
compare?
And I didn't even really know. I was like, what the hell is Us
From
Weekly?
Good movies
and then I
to
got
tabloids.
It, I was like, what is this?
Bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh.
And that's how I keep my pulse, because I'm now a five-year member, so, you know, I
get Us Weekly?
I am not.
I was going to say, like, oh, my gosh.
Absolutely not.
Eric needs his magazines. All right.
I got to go get my hair done and go get Us Weekly.
OMG.
It's a four-hour flight. That's a lot of Us Weekly.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's start our box office game.
$70 million.
I'll go with 100 just to see if I can get there.
I'm going to say 30.
The Scary Movies cost nothing to make. Yeah.
25.
It was in the top three for its opening weekend.
Oh, I'm going to go lower.
The correct answer is $8.1
million.
Dollars.
Literally almost a year later before it shows up in the U.S.
Just know that they spent $50 million on this movie.
I'm saying 5.
I should start blogging.
And very soon you'll be able to see Eric's blog. It's called The Premiere Magazine, What Once I Knew You. All right, the budget for this film, a whopping $64.4 million. Probably spent on salaries.
Yeah,
yeah, the salaries.
Because they were really at one location, whatever this
Hilton
hotel was.
Yeah,
the
Hyatt.
Hyatt, that's right.
Nobody dies at a Hyatt.
Those low chains, that's where they're at.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, $64.4 million. How much did it make? We're going to start with Amber.
Okay, so this was summer release.
Midsummer, yes. Yeah, yeah.
At
July.
The height of rom-com.
It is.
I'm saying 150. Okay. I think it doubled its money and more.
All right. Eric.
130.
Jason.
I'll go 115.
Oh.
What did you say, Amber?
150.
Eric, you're a winner.
Oh.
$138.2
oh,
million.
So
close. So close. So close.
I didn't look at it. Don't worry.
Yeah, 138.2. It made double its money back, so it did fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, summer release, rom-com, height of that, get a break from the blockbusters. Not sure what else. Eric, can you take a look and see what came out around that time?
In 2001?
In 2001, July-ish. All right. Let's go through some reviews of this film. Sometimes we do one-star reviews. I decided to do five-star reviews of this film. This is by Funny, Entertaining, Perfect by CZJ Fan.
Yeah.
This was a couple
so
years
intense.
Yeah, with 3 exclamation points.
Oh, my God.
I think it's Catherine Zeta-Jones Fan is probably what that CZJ is. Catherine Zeta-Jones delivers an amazing performance as usual.
There you go.
Did he refer to her as
CZJ? CZJ Fan with 3 exclamation points.
Is
this person's
name?
Probably a guy. So Catherine Zeta-Jones delivers an amazing performance in parentheses as usual. So I think that as usual.
Like, duh.
The film is pretty easy to follow, but still manages to be entertaining enough to make you want to watch it again. If you're anything like me, once it's in the DVD player, it doesn't leave for a few days.
What?
I am not like that person.
No.
I just watch this film constantly, guys.
I just can't stop myself.
Oh, what are we watching? Well, it's in the DVD player.
They probably can't figure
C-Z-J.
out.
CZJ. CZJ.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. This one is by Suga 40827. Apparently, there was 40,826 other Sugas. I bought this movie a few days ago. It came yesterday. I bought it to replace the VHS of America's Sweethearts.
Oh my
I have
gosh.
The lifelong fan of this film.
Yeah.
I love watching this movie. It is a crack up. Special when Eddie is on the roof of the hotel and everyone thinks he's going to jump. The other guy, I forgot his name, is trying to keep him from jumping and ends up pushing him off the roof. 5 stars.
That's the seller for me, folks.
Whoa. Number one, he doesn't end up pushing him off the roof. And that other guy who you don't know, his name's Billy freaking Crystal. Okay, like this.
Oh, my gosh.
Him and CZJ.
He did say Eddie, so it was his the character. He couldn't remember the character's name, maybe?
Maybe.
No, the
maybe?
Eddie is on the roof of the hotel, and everyone thinks he is going to jump, period. The other guy, I forgot his name.
Right, I'm saying he can't remember the character's name that Billy Crystal was playing. Maybe. I'm just trying to...
You're trying to help way too much.
I think let's hope. That's really what it is. Because if you don't know who Billy Crystal is,
God help
you got problems.
Hilarious by Amazon Customer.
Yeah.
Randomness. I thought this movie was one of the best of 2001. I saw it twice in the theaters. I liked it so much. It makes fun of Hollywood and the entertainment business, and it pretty much tells the truth. It has sex, scandal.
Because they would know, right?
Yeah.
I know. They're an insider. It has sex, scandal, all the traditional remedies, with a splash of comedy and a dash of drama. This is definitely a must-see. 5 stars.
All right. Thanks, Amazon customer.
Best reviewer ever. Eric, what came out around this time?
All right, so America's Sweethearts came
out. In the
out.
Microphone, there you go.
I was in our research library.
Notice a laundry room.
You know, wait, that doesn't have a name on it either? Come on, get some sponsorship already.
I have to be honest here. Like,
Subway Research Center.
I almost did this, but I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, we're recording. I almost went, Siri, what movies? But I was like, oh, yeah, they'll probably hear that.
Yeah, they might.
So it's better for me to I dusted off our archives.
Oh, my
okay.
gosh. Jill, click, 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 click.
The Rolodex.
Going through the, what is it
well,
called?
Well, Rolodex.
All right, no. So.
Index card.
Thank you, index.
No.
Card catalog.
Card catalog. Hey, there you go.
Card catalog.
All right, July 20th, 2001.
Mm.
A year to remember.
All right.
A young Eric walks in. No, I'm just kidding.
So the other movies that came out that weekend were, on the 18th was Jurassic Park 3.
Oh, that's a crapper.
Brother, I don't know, that was Ghost World, and Hedwig and the Angry Inch. But
what? What are these films?
No wonder it did so well.
There's literally nothing else.
I mean, but like, all right, so Planet of the Apes came out that summer.
Oh.
That
was unfortunately big.
Yeah. Very unfortunately.
AI came out.
That was also unfortunately big.
Man. That's honestly almost one of my worst movies ever. Like,
The first, The Fast and the Furious. The first Fast and Furious movie came out.
Oh, The Fast and the Furious?
The Fast and the Furious.
Okay.
In 2001. So that would have been the first one. I don't know. I mean, I got...
That sounds like a craptacular year for movies.
Monsters,
I mean,
Inc.
Okay.
The only rom-com of the whole summer.
Yeah.
Can you go to the year and see where it ranked on the whole year? Was it 2001? That'd be interesting to see because that sounds like that you're talking summer movies and
not a whole lot there.
Yeah,
I think the Fast and the Furious originally did really well. I don't think it took off till later. I still can't believe they made 7 of those things.
I don't know.
On their way to 10.
They are
those movies.
Yeah, they're candy for me, man. They are.
Yes.
I know.
I get it. They're easy.
I watch them. I was like, oh, I could watch this, and I know it's gonna happen, and I know it's like
no.
Yeah.
No. I won't watch them. They're dumb.
It was funny. I was watching.
You have to. It's part of the year on countdown.
I'm not watching it.
Give in.
I refuse. I refuse to watch it.
There's a Fast and the Furious you must
watch. Well, you know what? You should watch it because then you can rank it as one of the worst movies you watch.
This is also true.
That's what I'm saying.
I have avoided, I think, every one of them but one.
Fast Five wasn't horrible.
The first one.
Tokyo Drift.
Actually, I'll...
Stop talking about Fast and Furious! I hate that movie!
Fast Five wasn't horrible.
Stop talking about them!
Can we just unhook our mic and we can talk
sure.
about it?
Sure.
I liked him. I like him.
What was the one with the safe going through town? Is that five or six?
Yeah, that was six.
I think that was six.
Six? I like that one.
What was the one where they had to go through the tunnel in New Mexico?
I don't know, but that was a good one, too.
That was a good one.
But again, they're mindless.
Tokyo Drift. All right, they're mindless.
Tokyo Drift was
bad. It's
going to
take me a while.
Go 2001, the best one, top grossing movies of that year.
Here, watch. We'll even do this. I'm going to cheat. Guys, a little bit of movie magic here going on. Watch this.
It's a podcaster.
So yeah. We can't really watch it.
What was the top grossing film of 2001?
Oh my gosh. He's actually doing this. I can't believe this is actually happening.
Actually, here we go.
Didn't you bring it up?
No, I did.
So I was talking to Stahl so that you could do this.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Was that the first one?
Yep. The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring came out in 2001.
Oh, man. These are all good movies.
Which is funny, but it's the top grossing film of 2001, and it came out in, December.
December.
Shrek, and then Monsters, Inc.
Let's look at... Didn't Harry Potter come out,
November-ish?
Because
guess what? I'm on Box Office Mojo.
I think...
They're good. Yeah.
So, America's Sweethearts...
Where does that rank? 20? 130 whatever million.
What did we say? How much did it...
130.
Yeah, but again... It's the only rom-com that you've
listed. 23.
Top 25.
Above it is Legally Blonde, and below it is Cats and Dogs. Save the Last Dance
Cats and Dogs is another John Cusack movie.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Is it? No, it isn't.
Funny
enough,
Ocean's 11 came out that year. American Pie 2.
That was bad.
So anyway, yeah. So maybe there were
later.
Some,
later yeah. was I yeah. mean, Lord of the Rings came out in December. All those did.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Even the Hobbit ones came out then.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, all right. Scale of 1 to 5. How would you rank this? How would you rank this movie, Jason? Let's start with you.
Can I explain from last time my ranking system?
Sure.
So I have a separate system for ranking the $5 Bin podcast movies. Okay. So this actually would get a 4, 4.5. I really enjoyed it, and I did not pay attention to the cast
this guy on?
until the you cast did. Started cropping up, and every time a new cast person showed up, I was like, oh, they're awesome. I love them. Fantastic. So it just kept getting better and better for me.
So you said 4?
4.
Wow. So really quick, though, how do you look at your ranking system? I mean, you understand that our movies are not – The Shawshank Redemption, or
right. So pretty much any
Schindler's
other,
List.
Pretty much any other movie goes on a 10-point scale that has the extra 5.
So
on
we're the bottom 5.
Exactly,
so that's the top of the heap
exactly.
in the bottom 5.
Exactly,
from the lowest point to middle of the pack.
Because obviously we would not
shooting for average.
We would not tear apart a Shawshank Redemption.
No chance.
That would just drive our tens of listeners. To
you
zero.
Would just hear us the whole time doing Morgan Freeman impressions.
Oh my gosh.
Or Tim Robbins.
You'll love mine. You'll love
mine. Yeah, I don't think Tim Robbins does a. You can't, here's my Tim Robbins.
Okay, fair enough.
I think, you can do a Morgan Freeman impression, is what you do. That would be that whole episode. All right, so you say 4.
4.
Out of 10.
Sure.
Because really, that's.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I'm totally screwing
so
up.
So it's a 2.
You're welcome.
It's a 2.
So it's a 2.
Divide that in half, carry the 1.
Okay, so that actually does put, from the last episode.
Yes.
Yeah, that actually does then put that beautiful piece of art called Outcast at a 1 then.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay.
That's where it belongs.
He's using the metric system.
He is. When you do that, you gotta that's
I did
3 point.
I don't have feet. I don't have a Jason to us
in a meter
conversion chart.
All right, Eric.
Remember that as you're keeping our stats.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
I'm going to throw out a two, a deuce. And let me
dropping the deuce on America's Sweethearts.
Yep. Let me explain.
That's
it.
What most of you
explain.
I'm not a fan of rom-coms. Never have been. Never will be. I just feel like they're trite. They're just don't like them. And I did appreciate the amount of character power. And I mean, there was so many names.
A lot of people.
And individually, they're all great. And could do their own stuff, and I would enjoy them individually in it. But as a group, it was pretty cool to see them all in there. I wish if I saw more Tucci, if I saw more,
it needed at least 35% more Stanley Tucci.
And I would say the same.
Doesn't every movie say the same with Walken?
I would have loved to have seen
Christopher Walken. 46% more Christopher Walken.
Yes,
I would have probably jumped it up in price.
And about 5% more cowbell. So, just saying.
I got fever. I put my pants on one leg at a time, except I make gold records. Anyway, so that's what I got to do. Amber.
I just enjoyed. I don't know. I always laugh at this movie.
So what are you giving it?
I'm saying a 3.
I guess 4. I guess
not that high. I'm not a huge rom-com person, but I feel like this made me
but
laugh.
But you are what, 90% girly?
70% girly.
So that's why she gave it a 3. If she was 100%,
I love his Jason
5.
Is nodding because he does listen to it. Like, yeah,
I do. I totally do. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's probably that's probably why I've given it a 3. I do like Julia Roberts. I don't care what you guys say. I think she's adorable, and I think that's how she is in real life, in my opinion. But yes, it definitely needs more Walken. It definitely needs more Tucci. It definitely needs more cowbell.
You guys ever notice how John Cusack plays the same person?
Yes.
John Cusack.
I was just going to say that.
He's the same person.
John Cusack is always John Cusack.
Yeah. And the other movie I was thinking was not Cats and Dogs. It was Must Love Dogs.
Yes, that was one of the, yeah. I'm going to give it 2. It was funny. It was fine. I needed more Tucci. I needed more Walken. I cannot stand, under any circumstance, Julia Roberts. I cannot
really?
Stand
her. That's not clear in what you've said so far, Jeff.
I cannot stand the woman. I'm sorry, friends of Julia Roberts. You can send letters to her house.
Julia Roberts fan club.
Well, at least she's pretty.
No, she's not.
And she's a woman.
Boo. Boo. I'm going to pretty woman you. I'm going to shut your... Shut your iPad, pretty woman you. I can't stand her. Needed more Tucci, needed more Walken. I liked, again, love Hank Azaria.
I think he made the
perfect.
Movie for me.
He's perfect.
He has so many like quotable lines, and so does Billy Crystal. We were quoting
love
them.
Billy Crystal, too.
So how can you not give it at least a 2 or a 3 if you're quoting the movie?
And I said 2.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
And I would have probably given it a 3, but I had to look at Julie Roberts for most of the movie.
So Julia.
That is the problem. I like John Cusack. We talked about this. High Fidelity is probably one of my favorite movies of all time. Easy top 10. Easy top 10. Because I love them. Yeah, this was okay. Sorry, Mom and Dad. This was okay. Made me watch it. It's fine. I get it. It was fun. But
it was a nice change of pace, I think, for the
For us. Oh yeah, for sure. We've done a lot of action, and then we got into the Annie thing, and then we did more action than Halloween stuff, and so I hate Arachnophobia. Never again.
That was terrible.
My wife now wants to watch Return to Oz thanks to our podcast. So
really,
I'm excited about that.
How about the new?
She's
Wiz
like, I'll watch it with
coming
you.
Out.
I know. I saw some commercials for that. Yeah. The live action.
Did you know they're making a Wicked movie now? A Wicked movie is finally on.
I saw that too, and it wasn't necessary. There's no people attached to it, so it was like we're going to make it in 2016. Well, because I haven't heard word one of it, there's no way it's happening in 2016. So yeah, I've been holding out hope on the Wicked.
Well, you know it'll happen. I mean,
For sure. But they were waiting for it.
I mean, people literally threw money at. I love the commercials when they're like saying, "If you haven't seen Wicked, like who hasn't seen Wicked?
Everybody's seen Wicked.
We've seen it like 4 times."
But it was, to be fair too, it was also in Chicago for like 3 years on a limited run for 3 years at the Cadillac Theater
for another 2 years.
Yeah. Same. So yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, this was okay. With that. We're going to end the regular season and head into Christmas. Yeah, so we got some great Christmas movies coming in December. Also, at the end of the month, well, when I say great Christmas movies...
to us, great.
Remember that our last year's Christmas movie was our worst movie in for like 7
yeah.
months for me.
What, we did Christmas with the Cranks, and what was the other one?
That, we, that was a piece of...
What was the other one? I don't remember. Jason?
All
I remember was Christmas with the Cranks, and it was horrible.
Oh, Ernest Saves,
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh, which yeah. was also
Ernest.
Bad.
Barf.
But I don't even remember because it was trumped by the badness of Christmas with the Cranks.
You hated it so much, Eric. It was hilarious.
I abhorred it.
I've read the book.
Again, Grisham wrote it.
Right.
Grisham.
Right.
It's
Grisham.
A Grisham.
Firm.
How do you screw up a Grisham? The source material's right there for the picking.
John Grisham.
Oh, so funny.
What if it was a Stephen King book?
I don't
and like the Christmas lights came alive and strangled people. That's a film. That put that on.
They basically made that with a movie, I think, with a snowman. Was it Jack
Get Ready Folks?
Michael Keaton?
No, not that one. It was a different one. There was a different one. I remember seeing it a long time ago in a family video. And
yeah.
The snowman came alive, and there's actually a love scene with a snowman and a chick in the shower.
Whoa.
I didn't actually watch. I don't know because I didn't actually watch the movie. I remember turning it over like, oh, it's a scary Christmas movie. And I'm like, what is happening on the back of this movie? Yeah. I'll have to look it up and I'll figure it out. But
right. Don't Yikes. Waste your time.
There is a Seriously. Scary Christmas movie coming up, guys.
Krampus?
Krampus.
Yeah.
It looks terrifying. It looks absolutely terrifying. So we're
in like the scary movie or like terrifying, like terrifyingly awful.
It
maybe both.
A little bit of both, but it's got Adam Scott in it. So it's like, oh, is Adam Scott going to be Adam Scott or is this going to be a frightening movie? It looks terrifying. It really does. So that may be Halloween of next year. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Don't make me watch that again.
No,
after.
No. I have a
phobia.
Amber, I have something. Far, far worse plan for
Excellent.
Us for Christmas.
I can't wait.
I'm just going to say this. Tchaikovsky has never been the same since.
Rolling in his grave?
Multiple times over.
Excellent.
That's all I'm going to say.
Excellent.
So, until next time, we start Christmas. Also, at the end of December, we're going to do our year-end countdown. Unfortunately, we are going to be recording that at the end of November. So it's with a heavy heart we will not be reviewing Star Wars, but I'm hoping that we can do a Star Wars only thing at some point in time and maybe release that because somebody has 7 p.m. IMAX 3D.
10:45 IMAX.
I'll let you know how it is.
Don't you dare. Don't you talk to me.
I'm going to text you. Can you believe when Darth Vader came back?
Yeah, my phone is going to be on airplane mode. I don't want to know. I'm so excited.
I have another friend who's at 10:45. I'll be like, yep, I'll periscope you in.
Just put your phone on airplane mode. You won't get any texts or
Hard
alerts.
To believe. Yes. So we'll probably do an episode like that probably get released sometime in January, so we'll do it just a Star Wars only. We will do a year in countdown. If you have a movie from 2015 that you think should be nominated for anything, we're going to do movie of the year, best movie, worst movie, best actor, worst actor, all that good stuff. We're even, I think, Eric, I have an early nomination for a special category for best short film of the year. Kung Fury. We talked a little bit about this last episode. If you have not seen it, please, for the love of Jesus, go on YouTube and see this movie.
It's on Netflix. Just see
Netflix
it, see
in
it,
high
see
definition.
It.
See it. Put it on your phone while you're at work and just watch it because it's fantastic.
Watch it on your lunch break. Don't get in trouble.
No. It's not.
It's not worth getting fired over?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's fantastic.
There you go.
So, for Eric.
Bye.
Amber.
Bye.
And Jason, sorry.
Oh, cowbell.
Yes.
Man, coming down with something. All right, we're gonna see you next week, guys. Good night.
Good night.